Right before we were starting to record, we regularly go walking. We have a lab that requires at least twice a day.
A Labrador dog.
Yes, a black lab. And as Uncle Stoney on YouTube says, every dog wants to be a lab and every lab wants to be a black lab. And so Pico is it.
Yep, that's what we got.
But as we were walking along, we got to talking about just kind of the state of life and everything, which meant like right away, let's do a show. So this is a little more impromptu of a show that we're going to do. But it's going to be based some of what you were describing with how we can get our priorities out of line, on particularly us that are believers. If you are a God follower and an apprentice of Jesus, then a lot of times it's really easy to have other things get in the way and we lose track of what's important. And then we wonder, why is life a little chaotic or anxiety prone or no margin or whatever it can happen, right?
Yeah.
And so there's also importance of realizing we do this in marriage too, because you know how we handle ourselves is what will help determine what happens with our marriage. It's just one of the truisms, I believe. I had a chance to speak this past weekend, and I opened with a statement of, I'm going to break it to you. I'm going to shoot straight with you that your spouse is not the biggest problem in your marriage. They're not the ones keeping you from having the marriage you want. It's you. That's all you can focus on. And then when we start getting deeper, you need to start realizing, okay, so how am I living my life in line with what I say matters?
Exactly.
Right? Because as you were going through this, you were kind of going through, I got all these different times. What were you were talking about? The Proverbs where you kind of kept coming back to.
Well, I think of Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, right? You get the wisdom of King Solomon.
Yep.
And I think of the things that I desire for. I love adventure, and I see people have an adventure, and I want adventure. And I find myself working all the time. I find myself thinking about money all the time. Whereas, you know, a lot of the people a lot of the scenarios we talk about on this show are people that think about sex all the time. Well, I think about money all the time. And
that is true.
And the security that comes with that. And how do I plan for the future? And and I think about all these things. I also think about, oh, I don't really know what's going on with events. I need to broaden my mind. I need to read more books. And so like I've got a goal this year of at least a book a month, which would be a stretch for me.
Yeah.
And I've already done two this year, right? But I was driving home today and thinking, oh, okay, I got to get my third one rolling. And somehow that brought up within me, okay, I can do all these things, but it still leaves this gap. And I'm just thinking about Ecclesiastes.
Yeah.
And there's all this knowledge, all this wisdom, none of it really brought what really he was looking for, right? I can have wisdom and it's good. It's good to have wisdom.
Right. It's all in how everything is in order. That when you keep the important, the other things that still matter to life, because part of what happens, those things, Ecclesiastes, just a quick little backstory for the audience here at Sexy Marriage Radio. It hit us at a really opportune time, the depth and profoundness of that book.
Yeah.
Because it was right after coming out of the ministry, our marriage in complete shambles, us working to create better people and a better relationship. And so we found a Bible study, Metro Bible study here in the Metroplex on Monday nights. And Tommy Nelson,
back in 1999,
was preaching through the book of Ecclesiastes. And so that was like a 6-month stint of just looking at all of that book every Monday night. And that became a life preserver for me and for us.
Yeah.
Just kind of, let's get things back in order.
Yeah.
Because then it makes everything else make sense. That's the beauty of it, is looking at it through the lens of when I keep the important, the other things still are, they still matter, but they have to be in the right order in some ways.
Right. They can create something more fun. Maybe that takes it kind of to the next level.
Right. Because I just think of,
whatever.
If you're talking about in Ecclesiastes, it just talks about when you recognize the relationship we have with God and we keep that as the primary, then I can enjoy the wife of my youth. Mm-hmm. Then I can do the things that are enjoyable while I keep that as the priority. Mm-hmm. So it's not in the exclusion of.
I can have a good day's work and rest my head at night.
Right.
And sleep.
Right. Because there's a bigger thing we got going on. And so what we thought, well, as we were talking through this on the walk, we wanted to circle back to an old resource we used to have that helps the same thing happen with your marriage. It's not on a spiritual side in the sense of individually, how am I in my aligning in my walk with Christ and God. It's more relationally. How are we staying in tune with each other?
Yeah, how are we aligning one together?
And this was a product we created years ago and put out called The State of Our Union. Mm-hmm. And it's since off the market. We made it as a text service. So every week you got a text and it was the same questions largely. And that was the big thing I always got was, are these the same questions every time? It's like, yeah, pretty much. Because it helps keep the important important.
Right.
Because I think most of us, like you were just describing as you set this up, Pam, we get in this scenario of, well, I'll read this next book. I'll get this next tip from here. I'll get this from here. That will help with my marriage. That will help with whatever. It's like, no, there's no magic bullet out there. Mm-hmm. This is about just keeping a constant flow together. So we thought it'd be fun today to let's walk through the State of Our Union again. Mm-hmm. So this is an episode that if you're driving, the show notes with the questions will be there. Mm-hmm. And on the extended content, we'll go into the deeper quarterly ones. And those won't be in the show notes. I'll put them in the academy on the platform.
What was it that Aaron, our pastor at church, said the other we were? This goes to this. Are these the same questions every week in the pasture? Sorry, I digress.
Yeah, I'm not following where you're going with this one.
Well, it's just that every day is not some new crazy thing, right?
Right.
We're in the pasture every day.
Oh, grazing. Time in the pasture is what creates. Who
purpose is in the pasture.
Purpose is found
so
in the pasture.
Our purpose, and that in essence was day to day.
It's the daily.
The
things.
Normal day to day is where our purpose is,
right.
And where we kind of are refined. And so these having the same questions week after week, it was
we still do these
in the pasture
almost without fail on a weekly basis.
Yeah, every Tuesday night.
It's a fairly regular, usually on a walk, that we have. One of us will start, and we just walk through these questions. And the power of it is, it just helps keep as a forefront what's going on with each of us. Because it's relationally intended, but it's individually driven.
Yeah. I may think there's something different that's really at work within you. And when we have this discussion, maybe I find out it's something different.
And so here's just we're just going to give it to you. Here's the questions that we'll put them on the platform so everybody can have them right there. Mm-hmm. Take them and use them. We've had, when we spoke at a retreat at a church in South Dallas and we talked about this and then it was like two nights later, one of the couples that we know really well went on a date night and they spent 3 hours going through these three questions.
Yeah.
And they talked about how great it was. And they've done that now a couple of different times and talked about how great it was. So, but it's just touch points is the idea. It's on a weekly rhythm. So this is the important part of it. You need to keep it as a weekly rhythm. So you pick a time, give or take a day, and you just ask these questions to each other. And so the first question is, what are you grateful for this week? What are you grateful for that's going on right now? Mm-hmm. Right. And so our normal cadence is while we're walking, one of us will just go, what are you grateful for?
Yeah.
That's it. And that's cue for, let's go.
Let's start the chat.
And you each get a chance to talk.
And it can be anything. It's
anything at all. Absolutely.
It's not necessarily relational. This is about individual, family, whatever. Yeah.
Okay. And then the next one is, what's something that's been a struggle? Mm-hmm. Like what's a struggle for you right now? And again, it can be whatever. We've had the whole slew across the spectrum over the years of how we've answered this question.
Yeah.
It could be business related. It could be family related. It could be marriage related.
It could be spiritual related.
It could be parenting related. Mm-hmm. It could be money related. There's a lot of different things that over the course of this, what's been a struggle?
Well, you know what it is that you're really spending your time focusing on. Where is my mind and what is diverting me? And putting words out there, number one, for you to hear yourself say it, but to share that with your spouse when that may not be something you normally share with them.
And having the invitation to actually drill down to what is my struggle? Because sometimes we're just like, God, I'm so busy. Okay. Drill into that a little bit. Why? What is it?
So back up a little bit. What is your recommendation when starting off with grateful? What are you grateful for? And I share mine. Are you looking for something? Do you recommend to the listeners, should they look for something in response from their spouse?
No.
Yeah. This is just a time for you to share. It's not a time for the spouse to respond and
it's
say.
It's not a conversation necessarily mm-hmm. about the things, because again, we can talk about what we're grateful for and we can pile on.
Uh-huh. We talk about what we're struggling with.
And fix. Right? Like you could share your struggle. Like, oh, well, here's what you could do.
Yeah. Don't try and fix
it. And it's not, that's not the point of it at all.
Just let them verbalize it.
This is a touch point of where's my spouse right now? Mm-hmm. Where am I right now? How am I alongside them? How am I an ally? How am I being invited into something?
What you can help with is on the third question.
Right, but these, which is?
But the first two, it's just them stating where they are. Yep. It's not you trying to come in and do anything one way or another.
Right.
But the last one is, the third one is, how can I pray for you?
Right.
And your role is solely prayer.
Yep.
That's it.
And you could do that right then and there mm-hmm. if you wanted to. If you have a regular ritual of prayer routine, incorporate that. I try to be diligent with the things that you will say on the regular basis, particularly the ones that are the big issues that are going on right now. I know what those are. Mm-hmm. Anytime I have a thought or a prompting, I have at least a snippet of a formalized prayer. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I can go longer and more drawn out, but there's many times I'll just be driving. Oh, I wonder. Oh,
how about I pray?
Pray right now. Mm-hmm. And that's something I've gotten much more disciplined and better at than used to. But it's just those three questions. And it's every week on a regular basis. And then when we put this together as a resource, once a month, two additional questions are added. We don't always follow this rhythm on a monthly rhythm all the time where we add in the two extra questions, but we probably are monthly to every 6 weeks.
Are you doing those in the regular or are we talking about those
in
the extended?
Here. Okay. Because this is worth adding because this is this is a great touch point of where are you in our marriage? Where mm-hmm. are you in our relationship? And so one is how are we being good stewards of our finances? What's your perception of how we're handling money? Mm-hmm. And it can be a self-disclosure of, yeah, I've been really weak lately, been real impulsive. I've been real stingy lately. I've been real generous, you know, whatever it might be. It's across the board of just where are you as you see it with our finances so that we're not just haphazardly handling something that really is an important aspect of life and one of the major stressors of marriage is money. And then the second one, is the other major stressor oftentimes in marriage is how are we being a good steward of our sex life? Mm-hmm. How would you quantify it? How would you qualify it? Of what words would you put around how are we doing with our sex life? Mm-hmm. How do you see it? How do I see it? And this is where it can be kind of interesting because we've got times where, just self-disclosure, we haven't seen it the same way.
Yeah. Well, on money or on
true
sex, yeah.
I'll tend to take the ones on sex more personal. You might tend to take the ones on money more personal. I don't know, based on the way you opened the show.
No.
Okay. But this, again, this goes back to the impetus of the first two questions and the focus of them being, it's not time to fix this right now. This is just to get you cued into where do they see you guys are?
Yeah.
That's good information for me to know. Because as a quick side note, there's many times... This just happened recently that it felt like there was a little disconnect between us for me. And so I brought it up like, hey, feels like we've been off lately. Is that just me or do you sense it too? And your answer was, I think it's just you. I'm like, okay,
yeah,
good to know.
I didn't feel it.
Yeah.
Usually when something like that comes up, I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
I wasn't then though.
But that's the reality of life sometimes that, no, I think we're okay. Okay, I got a little tension going. Okay, well, then I need to dig into what's that about with me as I'm seeing and interacting with you. Because, again, this is not stuff for each of us to work to change. This is stuff to put out in the open and own better. Mm-hmm. And then I change what I need to for in my purview and in my control. And so it's just a rhythm of having a regular touch point helps keep the important in your marriage. And so try it out and then let us know. How did it go? Even if it's weeks before you do this, 214-702-9565 or feedback@sexymarriageradio.com. We would love to hear how'd the conversation go.
Don't just do it once. Try it for a month.
Yes.
See how that rhythm
goes.
And
that's the power of having this repeatedly coming back to the same questions.
Yeah.
Because you start to pick up on, okay, this has been several weeks in a row. I didn't realize that was still a struggle. I thought it was done. Or, man, that's a big part of life that we were grateful for, isn't it? You know, so you just kind of get an idea of how we all ebb and flow through the seasons of our year.
It's interesting, too, when you don't necessarily at times feel comfortable sharing something.
Yeah.
And then you get it out in the open.
Yeah.
And it can feel better.
Yeah. Well, hopefully the hope and prayer with this is it really does give something tangible that's very simple, but also a lot deeper if you allow it to be. On just realizing this isn't that hard to just have three questions. But then the more you can do this, the more you actually get a rhythm and a connectedness to where I'm getting to see somebody that maybe I'm not reading it as cleanly. And so when we have the conversation, it clarifies some stuff. Oh, I didn't realize that was an issue. Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. And then maybe there's something later on I can go, is there something I can do to walk alongside? Can I help unburden something like that? And then we have a chance to actually serve one another, be gracious to one another, and compliment one another in some really good ways. Well, now that we're moving into the extended content, you know, we went through in the regular version, here's part of the whole framework we had with this resource called the State of Our Union. And now we're going to get into every quarter, there would be a set of questions that were completely standalone. So they came four times during a year. Mm-hmm. And these were intended to take a lot longer. I remember most of the time when we would do these questions, it would be while we were driving somewhere. Whoever's riding passenger would pull out the phone and go through the questions because they would hit, usually with our schedule, within a week or two of a trip we would be driving.
Conveniently.
So it just worked out. They're like, hey, let's do the questions because these can take some time to work through.
Yeah.
So if you want to go even deeper with this rhythm, these are the questions that allow you to really dig into even more. What's the scope of my life right now, not just what's happening?
Okay.
So you can kind of look backwards at trends, and you can look forward at hopes or fears or uncertainties or whatever. And so here's the questions that we'll give. And again, I'll put all these on the Academy page on the platform at nation.smr.fm. So that's where you can find them. That'll be the show notes version, if you will, for these questions. So this is talking about when you can spend a whole evening together or maybe even a weekend if you're out on a date weekend. So one question is, what was the highlight for me this past quarter? So this is a looking backwards, last 3 months. What was a highlight?
And again, it doesn't have to be just about the two of you.
Yep.
It's for you as a human being. What was your highlight?
And then it goes, then you build on this a little bit deeper. What was the highlight of our marriage this past quarter?
Mm-hmm.
And again, you each take turns with your perspective of what stood out for our marriage. And then what about for our sex life this past quarter? So it's a way to keep taking account of some of the patterns that we have in our marriage that we care about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then you start looking forward. And that would be, what is my growth focus for the coming quarter? What am I wanting to really focus in on,
mm-hmm.
drill in on, improve, whatever? And then these can be broken out relationally, spiritually, sexually, financially. And you can go through and answer every single one, or if one is really kind of more taken precedent,
mm-hmm.
focus there.
Yeah, don't feel the pressure to have to answer everything.
None of this is you must have 100% done to get completion.
Yeah.
This is not that kind of a test. These are prompts. In some months or some quarters, one part would carry much more weight.
Sure.
Than the others.
Sure.
And that's okay.
Depending on what's going on.
Yep.
In life.
But if you could do this regularly, you get a chance to start to get an idea of, wait, I still have not focused on the spiritual side of things.
Mm-hmm.
What's that about?
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is what you pointed out in the regular version, babe, that this is not the time for your spouse to jump in and assist or help or take over.
Yeah. Maybe you could start working on this, or maybe you could start working on that.
I just finished this study and it was really good. I think you would really enjoy it.
Yeah.
No?
No. Let them figure it out.
Unsolicited typically means ignored.
Mm-hmm.
So don't go that route. Just this is a chance for you to disclose what's going on with you. Then you start getting into a little more self-reflected questions. Okay. And that would be, what would it be like to be married to me?
Mm-hmm.
And this is, I answer the question of what I think it would be like at this current stage of my life being married to me. This is a hard question.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes it's pretty easy. It'd be fantastic.
It'd be awesome to be married to me.
You're so lucky. But if I'm honest, no, I wouldn't be. Not completely. A lot of good, but just kind of get a global look of what do you think it would be like if you were married to me.
Just be realistic about it.
And then you go a little bit deeper. What is the thing, if I were married to me, that I would want me to deal with?
Yeah, this one is lots of self-reflection on this, because we all know the things that we think get under our spouse's skin about us. And is that a big deal? Is it not? Are they overreacting? Are they not? You kind of know what those things are.
Yeah, some of them will be cued in from your spouse. Some of them are just like, God, I still have this thing.
Yeah. It doesn't matter whether it bugs your spouse or not. Is it a good trait or not?
Right.
Flat out. I mean, is this a good thing to have? I can name off a million things.
Yeah. I love this question of, if I were married to me, what would I want me to deal with? Because I know. I can usually pin down two or three right off the bat.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, I would really want my discipline to be better. I would really want my laziness to go away. I really would want, you know, whatever it might be. Yeah, those are the things that if I can, because here's the power of this. This is more than just helping me make the conversation. If you're willing to do this with your spouse, this is where differentiation, as the psychobabble term goes, really does magnify more on the intensity. Because this is me having to deal with me in the presence of you.
Mm-hmm.
Because oftentimes what I will share is not news to you of what I would want me to deal with.
No. It's kind of exciting as your spouse to hear you, the reality that maybe you recognize it. That's kind of nice.
But when I admit that I actually see what the problems are that I do on my own doing that impact us, it puts so much more pressure on, what am I going to do with it now?
Well, and on me too when I share it, right? Because it goes both ways.
Yep.
If we see that the other person isn't ever working on it, that could get frustrating. But we both know, well, the thing I'm working on is really hard. Theirs must be really hard too.
Yeah.
For me, it gives a little bit of grace.
Yeah. And keep in mind, there will be times, and maybe when you first start this, too, it could be a little bit of a season where you are thinking about and dealing with this much differently than your spouse. It could seem like your spouse is not giving it its just due, and it's more talk.
Yeah.
Don't hold that against them, particularly initially, because this is about a process.
Mm-hmm.
Because the more you keep doing this, it's kind of like if those of you that have been listening to Sexy Marriage Radio for a long time, how would you answer these questions when you first found us versus how you would answer them now?
Yeah.
I'm going to be willing to bet they're different.
Yeah.
Because you're already primed for answering some of these questions better because you've already started to have some self-reflection and self-confrontation. Okay. Then you start looking forward of what are you looking forward to in the coming quarter? And that's just really broad. All right. What are you hoping for? What do you see? And you can get into relational, spiritual, sexual, financial if you want to. But just in general, what are you looking forward to? What's coming up for you that you're excited about? I love that because I love to know kind of what you're excited about.
Well, I do too. It's kind of fun to have things to hope for, to dream for that, you know, kind of gives a little pep in your step for things to look forward to.
And then the last couple of questions are still kind of forward looking or also just kind of a solidifying of things between us. In which areas are we excelling? Where are we doing well, do you think, as a couple?
So this would be, I was trying to think if that was like similar to some of the other questions, but doesn't matter. Some of these will overlap a little.
Yes, there will be some overlap.
Because how are we stewarding, say, how are we stewarding money? How are we stewarding our sex life? If we feel good about that, then, you know, that's kind of,
that would have been a conversation before at least.
Yeah. Yeah.
Before we're getting, because this is not built on you do the three questions also. This is just standalone. You just do these. So what areas are we excelling as you see it? How am I doing as your spouse?
Now that's a hard one.
Okay.
I think.
Go. Tell me more.
Because if you're in a bad spot, you might have a tough conversation.
Yes, you could.
And maybe you're too scared to share what it is. Maybe you're not satisfied.
Well, maybe you're not. But this is also where...
How am I doing as your spouse? I feel like you really have sucked as my spouse. I might think it's fantastic and it's been a really good quarter.
Yeah.
But there may be a quarter that's like, this has been a tough quarter.
Yep. That's true. And then you start looking at it as, hey, it's been rough. And this is just an honest conversation and an assessment of where you are.
And that's all.
It doesn't have to be an indictment and a negative attack. It could just, because it could very well. I
think that's a struggle, is it becoming an attack.
True. I immediately think of this with some of the couples I've worked with, where if they were to honestly answer this question, sometimes a real genuine answer to this would be, How am I doing as your spouse? Like if you were asking me that and we were in a tough spot, it could, a really honest answer could be not real well, but we're having this conversation.
Yeah, for sure.
That's a plus.
Mm-hmm.
There's honesty.
Mm-hmm.
That's a plus. We can build on that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the courage and adulting in us to be able to address the down.
Yeah, be grown up enough to realize that that's a positive.
Yep. And then the last one is, how can I show love better?
Mm.
What's missing as you see it? What could I do that would love you better?
Yeah.
You could also add in, how could I serve you better? How could I walk alongside you better? You can kind of adjust it to what fits your vernacular as a couple. But it's just this element of, now I get a chance to go deeper in a pretty longer, much longer drawn out conversation often, because these will build on each other some.
Mm-hmm.
They also can take more time for reflection.
It's okay in those to that point to say, you know what? I need some more time on that one.
Yes.
You don't have to immediately have an answer.
And if you're in a situation where you can actually take the time right then, take it. And then pick up the rest of the questions. Don't just skip it and come back to it.
Yeah.
Because I think if we did that a couple different times while driving, one of the ones that just pops to my head is while we were driving the RV one day. And something, I don't remember which question it was, but it's like, I need a bit on that one. Okay.
Yeah.
And we drove for silence for a while.
Yeah.
And then it was, okay, I think I can answer it.
Yeah.
Let's go. And you just kind of pick it back up.
Yeah.
But the power of this is, I mean, these deep, we can't live in deep pressure, if you will, long. You know, deep intensity, real connected,
yeah,
real revolt, real vulnerable, real raw. We can't live there long. And so that's why on
why
a quarterly
not?
Basis, it requires too much of our resources.
Mental.
To be that reflective, yeah, that honest, that vulnerable, that upfront about stuff. And so doing this on a quarterly basis is a great rhythm of just, I don't miss out on a more global while also deep at the same time, what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Because this, I think of this as akin to on a weekly basis, have a touch point. On a monthly basis, have an overnight getaway. And on a quarterly basis, have a weekend away.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what this is, where it requires more of you, each one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the importance of helping keep the marriage the priority.
Yeah.
And the hope would be that by just using this kind of a rhythm, you reap some tremendous rewards because you get to see and discover more of each other, mm-hmm, all along the way.
Yeah.
Well, 24 years ago, when I first went into this field of private practice,
mm-hmm,
don't know if I would have thought or believed that a regular rhythm of three questions would be as profound and impactful as this is. I would have been of the thought process of, oh, I need a whole bunch of a collection of questions just to learn more and more about you, to be prompts to have more and more conversation.
Keep it simple.
Rather than, no, I want to have conversations about the bigger things, yeah, on a pretty regular basis, because that really does create a better knowing of being known. Really kind of awkward.
I would agree.
Well, this has been Sexy Marriage Radio. If we left something undone, let us know. 214-702-9565 or feedback@sexymarriageradio.com. So however you took a little bit of time out to spend with us, thanks. We'll see you next time.